Twitter thread by Pekka Kalioniemi, posted at September 5, 2025. In today's Vatnik Soup, I'll introduce a Russian-Estonian businessman, Oleg Ossinovsky. He is best known for his deep ties to Russian rail and energy networks, shady cross-border dealings, and for channeling his wealth into Estonian politics. Oleg made his fortune via Spacecom Trans and Skynest Rail, both deeply tied to Russia's rail system. Most of this is through Global Trans Investments PLC, a Cyprus-based firm with 62% held via Spacecom and tens of millions in yearly profits. Ossinovsky's Russian-linked ventures made him Estonia's richest man in 2014, with an estimated fortune of around 300 million euros. His business empire stretched across railways, oil via Alexela shares, and Russian bitumen imports from Help Oil, a supplier to the defense ministry. When the sanctions hit in 2022, Oleg left the Russian market, on paper. In reality, he transferred his Russian rail businesses to his sister Veronika Ossinovskaya. Her company Sia Vero Trade kept importing train parts from Russia with at least 31 shipments in 2023. Russian customs data shows Ossinovsky-linked firms carried out 151 shipments from Russia in 2023, moving bearings, brake systems, seals and electrical components. These flows were routed through company entities registered in Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, and Georgia. His former company, now Vero Logistics, run by a close relative, hauled 777 million euros worth of iron and iron ore from Russia into the EU in 2022-23, much of it from Russian oligarch Usmanov's Metaloinvest. This proves that his Russia trade stayed massive even after sanctions. Meanwhile, prosecutors in Latvia are demanding a 4-year prison sentence and a 3-year ban on public tenders for Oleg Ossinovsky over alleged bribery linked to locomotive sales. They've also called to confiscate half a million euros seized during his and his associates' arrest. Oleg has since passed the torch to his son, Jevgeny. In 2011, he donated €30,000 to the Social Democratic Party for his son's first parliament run. After local elections, another €50,000 followed, helping launch a career that led to ministerial posts and Tallinn's mayoralty. Jevgeny presents himself as a bridge between Estonia's Russian speakers and the mainstream. His policies on integration and voting rights sound inclusive, but his campaign seed money came from Russian-linked business wealth. Jevgeny has strongly argued against stripping local election rights from Russian citizens and grey passport holders in Estonia. According to him, most are loyal residents, and punishing them collectively would weaken security and undermine democratic principles. Grey passports are aliens' passports issued in Estonia to stateless residents, mostly Soviet-era settlers and their descendants. Given Estonia's history of occupation under the USSR, suspicion toward grey passport holders and Russia apologists is hardly surprising. I fail to see the logic in his statement, but Russian state media love people like him. They frame such figures as proof that Russian-linked elites can thrive in NATO states. They're props for so-called positive propaganda. Russian heritage is no barrier in the Baltics. Ossinovsky's strategy has been seen across the Baltics since the 2000s. Build wealth via Russian state-linked industry. Channel it into politics through family ties. Rebrand as a bridge builder. Let Kremlin media claim it proves the West's fears are unfounded. In Oleg's case, we see the full package of Russian influence, shady deals, corruption, dirty Kremlin money, sanctions evasion by handing assets to relatives, and using funds to influence local politics. A textbook case of oligarchy at work in Europe. The second edition of Vatnik Soup, the ultimate guide to Russian disinformation, is officially out. You can order your copy here.